We stop and think about it, we realize that our culture today is fixated on appearances. Yes, beauty pageants and stick-thin models. TV shows like Extreme Makeover and Nip and Tuck. And all these things set up a mythical idea of perfection. Physical perfection. And yes, most of us buy into it. We buy into the idea of impossible standards. And we do this in spite of the fact that very few of us will ever meet them. However, for those who have a physical challenge, life isn't something about an unattainable goal. Life is dodging sidelong glances, nasty jokes, and unasked questions. Faces are important. We humans talk about taking something at face value. In other words, is it truly as good as it looks? Yes, beauty is only skin deep. But if we're all honest with ourselves, all of us like someone cute. We gravitate to people who are physically attractive. However handsome is, as handsome does. And it can take us time, perhaps a very long time, to separate the two. In other words, to realize that physical appearance means nothing. That someone physically attractive can be screwed up inside. There's a saying that the eyes are the windows of the soul. And we're uncomfortable when a blind person can't meet our gaze. Uncomfortable when the cripples slow us down. Uncomfortable with the crazed homeless on the street. Yes, it's part and parcel of human nature to cast out. We cast out and get rid of everyone who doesn't fit in. Everyone who doesn't meet our standards, our needs, or our categories. And these are all those people we consider odd. All the people who are ugly, the losers, the crazies, the dumb ones. In other words, all those who others disdain. We used to say that blindness or sickness or deafness or anything bad was a punishment. A punishment from God. But Jesus put an end to this warped way of thinking. In fact, he said, I came so the crippled might walk and the blind can see, and that those with sight might open their eyes. Yes, the greatest tragedy is not to be born blind, but to have eyes and fail to see. Such was the situation of the Pharisees in our gospel this morning, where the Pharisees had eyes and could not see. In other words, they were blind to the person Jesus and blind to the faith that he offered. You stop and think about it, we realize that there are other kinds of blindness. These kinds of blindness have nothing to do with sight. In fact, they're worse, as they cripple us and stunt our growth. They prevent us from becoming everything that God wants us to be. Think about it. Selfishness blinds us to the needs of others. Insensitivity to the hurt that we cause. Snobbery blinds us to dignity from seeing the dignity of all people. Pride blinds us to ourselves and prevents us from seeing our own faults and failures. Prejudice and bigotry blinds us to the truth. The truth that all people, no matter the color of their skin, are children of God. Materialism blinds us to all things spiritual. It prevents us from seeing that money can't buy happiness. Finally, there's superficiality. And superficiality blinds us to the truth. In other words, that appearances mean absolutely nothing. That it's the heart that counts, what's inside. And so the only way we can truly see is with integrity, which is with an open mind and a compassionate heart, a heart of warmth and love, a heart of forgiveness. For a narrow mind and a cold heart darkens our lives and limits our world. Such are the Pharisees in our gospel today. The Pharisees had cold hearts and closed minds. They were only concerned with appearances and ritual. In other words, what people looked like and how things were done. And worse yet, they were snobs. In their extreme religiosity, they thought they were better than everyone else. And so as a blind man in a gospel this morning opened himself more and more to faith, to the light of faith in Christ Jesus, the Pharisees regressed and became more and more limited, more and more stunted. They became engulfed in darkness, the darkness of sin and the darkness of ignorance. Gospel this morning reminds us that the season of Lent is about transformation. We are to open our eyes to the light of Christ and see with our minds and hearts. And when we do this, when we show mercy and compassion and love and forgiveness, we enable the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven here on earth. It is only then that the blind can see. It is only then the cripple can walk. It is only then that the darkness of death, death on the cross, can ever become a light-filled resurrection.